From WXXI News, this is Connections. I'm Evan Dawson. Our connection this hour was made on September 17th, 1998, near Houston, Texas. What happened inside an apartment that day is a story I had never heard of until the More Perfect podcast came out earlier this year, and it's become one of my favorites. You'll get a little clip of that, just a little bit, later this hour. It's not a full clip show, but we've got a lot of podcasts to share, because what I wanted to do was have a conversation about the year in podcasts. There are podcasts about the elections, politics, news, culture, and so much more. And often I get to the end of the year and I look around and I say, what did I miss? And we've heard from a lot of listeners who said, well, you know, what's out there? What are some suggestions, whether for your drives to work, your treadmill? You should always be on WXXI. But if you ever want to listen to podcasts, we're going to go through some great ideas this hour. Before we do that, well, let me welcome our guests for the hour. Veronica Volk is here, who is, as you know, the creator, the co-creator of Finding Tammy Joe.
That's correct.
And she's our Great Lakes Today reporter and producer. It's nice to see you in studio again.
Thanks for having me on, Evan.
And Irene Kanyo's here. She's the creator and executive producer and co-host of No Labels Included on WAO 104.3 FM. Nice to see you, Irene.
Thanks for having me.
Both Irene and Veronica are really, really well-versed in what's going on in the podcast scene, so can't wait to talk to them about that. But a brief interruption from our news director, Randy Gorbin, who's a little less versed in the podcast scene. But that's why you'll be listening this hour.
But I'm getting more entrenched. Yeah, in fact, I was just talking to Veronica. She's telling me about Homecoming and a bunch of other great podcasts coming out. But I have to do a little bit of self-promotion for WXXI. Of course, I'm talking, first of all, about our one-day drive, end-of-the-year drive, the chance for you to make a pledge. You may be doing it for tax purposes, but hopefully it's more because you like the content that you hear, not only over the broadcast way that we bring you the programs we have for so many years, but increasingly people want to hear programs through on-demand. We were talking about that with Irene on the way up on the elevator about the fact so many folks want to hear newscasts, connections, of course, Finding Tammy Joe, which really, Veronica can talk about how many hits and how many downloads she's had nationwide with Gary on that. Second Opinion, which we carry with Lisa Orlando and the whole crew there, and Movies and a Microphone and Scott Pukos. Just a few of the podcasts that we have here on WXXI. We are increasingly also involved in bringing more news product to you as well online, and that is because we're trying to reach so many more people. But to do all that, Evan, we need resources to do that. It requires labor. It requires technical resources. So if you can make any kind of donation today, you can do that online at WXXI.org, or you can call us the old way at 454-6300, 454-6300, out of town 1-800-295-9994, 1-800-295-9994. If you like what you hear, if you like what you download, help us continue to do that by making a donation today.
Thank you, Randy Gorbin. Okay. All right. I'm just looking at the list that Irene and Veronica sent on podcasts. And listeners, just ask yourself, when I go down this list, how much of this you know, whether you listen to it or not, have you heard of it? Another Round, For Colored Nerds, The Read, Last Name Basis, Black Girls Talking, Two Dope Queens, The Friend Zone, Still Processing, Barely Political, My Taught You, is that right, Irene? My Taught You podcast? Mm-hmm. Startup, Reply All, Science Versus, I'm very excited about that, Black Girl Dangerous, and that's among others. Veronica and Irene, you know, breaking down, there's 538. Just on the politics side, as Veronica mentioned, 538 primary, keeping it 1600. Is keeping it 1600?
Former White House staffers talk about political
okay.
policy.
Okay. Revisionist History, Modern Love, Embedded, More Perfect. I mentioned that. There's so much.
It's been such a golden year for podcasts. I really can't even stress that enough.
Crimetown, which is you were just raving about yesterday,
right?
Which I said, no, it's pronounced Limetown. And you said, no, it's not Limetown, it's Crimetown.
All right, before we confuse everybody and they change the dial on us.
We're talking
podcasts. So Crimetown is one of the many shows that was released by Gimlet in the last 2 to 3 months. They have just been completely on fire lately. And it follows the organized crime in Providence, Rhode Island. And
true stories, not fictional.
Absolutely true stories. And it's kind of in the same vein as like true crime, but it's way more, it has like way more of a mobster lean. And it's just fascinating. Every episode covers like a different event in the short history of this town. It actually follows the mayor's experiences with dealing with the mob mostly.
Okay, so Crimetown is high on your list.
Absolutely.
Irene? We're just going to kind of go down the list and get through as many as we can. And right off the top here, you've got Another Round, and I think we have a clip from Another Round, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Another Round is my favorite podcast.
Okay, so do you guys want to set this up for me, and then we'll listen to the clip?
Sure. I'll talk about the clip specifically. We'll play it, and then we can talk about kind of Another Round as a show.
Yeah.
maybe you may know this, Evan, but I'm a huge Hamilton fan. And did we...
You were the first and biggest that I knew, yes.
Yeah. This is a segment of an interview with David Diggs, who played Thomas Jefferson as well as... oh my gosh, his name escapes me now. But David Diggs played two roles in Hamilton, and this is a segment of their conversation where they talk about how David Diggs had a black father, has a black father and a white mother, and he was raised Jewish. And this is about him kind of navigating his childhood. And I love this conversation because it's about culture, it's about personal identity, it's about race, it's about religion, and it's really just like very emblematic of a lot of stuff that you hear from Another Round.
Mm-hmm. Was that a big part of your identity growing up, or did that just feel like normal?
I'm from the Bay Area, the thing is. So, like, even in the 80s, everybody was mixed, you know? And we sort of, and my mom also did things to sort of take care of fixing the culture at large for me. So I don't think it was really till I went to college that I sort of experienced how that it might even be an odd thing, you know? My mom used to color in my coloring books. Mm-hmm. It was my white Jewish mom, but, like, you know, picture books. So, you know, she would buy these picture books with cool stories, but there were no black kids in them, so she would take crayons and color them in before she gave them to me.
Come through.
Shout out to mom.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I didn't know that the rest of the world felt any differently. It didn't seem weird to me. I had other black Jewish friends growing up. As you get older, particularly when you're in high school and stuff, Jews really click up. You know, like everybody's.
He said it, not me.
It happens. And they love to like freestyle at parties and they love, you know. And that started to feel a little weird for me. I don't know. I didn't get bar mitzvahed. I went to Hebrew school like up until the point right before and then started going to a bunch of bar mitzvahs and was like, oh, I don't have any rich family. I don't really know why I'm doing this. Like, what was the point here? And my mom had stopped caring long ago. You know, she wasn't driving me there no more. So she didn't care what I did in that respect. So I wasn't getting any pressure to stay in there. And I felt like I felt Jewish. I knew when the holidays were. I've mostly forgotten now. But, you know, when I see someone else light a candle, I light a candle. I'd learned the prayers sort of by rote. I could not like tell you what the words mean, but I know how they sound, so like I could mumble along.
So you got the basics.
You know what I'm saying? I had the basics. So yeah. I religiously I still identify as Jewish if I'm gonna identify as a thing, but kind of the great thing about Judaism is there's this wide spectrum of how you practice Judaism. That's probably true of every religion. I just happen to know about Judaism. But and particularly where I'm from, like there's a thing, you can be Jewish and not remember when Rosh Hashanah is. It's fine. Right. Like, we're all good with that. You know, hell isn't really a thing. You're fine. You're going to be fine. Just do you.
Great.
Try to be a good person.
Right. You know, I should look into this.
Hey,
look into it.
You're welcome, Jews. Two converts at my table right now.
That's a good clip. Really topical, too, because it's Hanukkah. So
absolutely.
That's great.
Thank you.
So that's from Another Round, and that was at the top of your list, Irene's, right?
Yeah, that's the top of my list. Another Round's my favorite podcast. It's only, I think, a year old, I want to say. I stumbled upon it earlier in the year, and I immediately fell in love with the two hosts, Heben and Tracy. And they do, yeah, that is a really good example of the type of interviews they do. They're able to kind of get this really like emotional and personal response from their list, their guests. And I think it's because they themselves open up and are very forthcoming on their show. Tracy in particular just likes to talk a lot about herself. And but they do a really great job. And they do center people of color on their podcast. A lot of their guests are people of color, whether it's in the media or in the creative fields. And then they're able to get some huge interviews of people, just people in general, such as Hillary Clinton. They've had Roxane Gay on there, who is a feminist author. Yeah, David Diggs. Their strengths are the prominence of their guests and then their personalities themselves.
Yeah, you can totally tell in that clip just the way that they're kind of like laughing along and keeping the jokes coming. But also, I mean, that's just like a really open and honest moment to talk about the intersection of like race and religion and growing up like that. So, but also if you liked that clip and you want to hear more, some of the other episodes that I wanted to include, but we don't have enough time, are, like you mentioned, the interview with Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Absolutely fascinating. That was from 2015, but still very relevant. They talk a lot about policy and how it affects minority communities today. And also the episode where they talk about historically black colleges, I thought was like
was
a fantastic.
With, I think, I forget her name, like Chanel O. Mm-hmm. And then I recommend episode 48, which is they interview a prominent activist who is, I feel like I need to, I don't have the great background on this, but she's an activist and she is from, I think, Iran or another country, and her families are all like political prisoners, and they're able to get just this really in-depth conversation. They go from her time in prison to how she made her own makeup, like all sorts of fascinating stuff. So I recommend that one.
All right, so that's another round. We got to keep it moving.
Yeah.
Now one from me. I don't have very many. I'm so sad. And I don't have a clip. But I've grown to love a podcast that's not new this year. It's new to me. It's called You Are Not So Smart. And the reason I love it is because they tackle sort of our psychology and how we construct arguments. And they have a 5-episode sort of miniseries on different fallacies. The Texas sharpshooter fallacy, the no true Scotsman fallacy. Fallacies that you hear deployed often in arguments. And now once you dive into them and learn what they are, you'll be talking to friends. You'll say, whoa. No, that's no true Scotsman. You can't do that. That's
Evan's that guy at a fantasy.
I know. But it's really instructive. And so if I'm going to recommend one to start, I recommend the Dunning-Kruger effect on You Are Not So Smart. That's one of the podcasts I've grown to love this year. Irene, your second one on the list. I'm just going right down your list.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a clip, but you can tell us about For Colored Nerds.
Yes, For Colored Nerds. Oh, my gosh. I think this podcast features 2 Howard graduates, Brittany Luce and Eric Eddings. And they basically they talk about whatever they want, but it happens to cover a lot of history, a lot of black history, a lot of social justice issues. And in particular, they do a great job when they cover culture, and they do reviews of film, TV, and movies. And their podcast is great because you can just really feel the chemistry of their friendship, like coming out of the radio. And so they move really easily between, like, kind of similar to Another Round, the jokes between each other, and then very topical or historical facts. And it's kind of what it is. It's as far as the title, it's like a nerdy show, but you'll really like it if you're into history and especially black culture. And let me see, the episode I recommended, they talked about gentrification. They did a really good episode where they covered what it means to be a black gentrifier for them and kind of their conflicts of their social class and the neighborhoods they live in New York City. That was a great one, so I recommend that. They've talked about how people of color are erased from the movies in an episode called The Smudging. And they did a really great episode on football injury and masculinity and how football itself is a very big symbol of masculinity in our culture and what that means for men and their friendships. So, yeah, I recommend that. Highly recommend.
That's Four Colored Nerds.
Yeah.
All right, next one down the list here. Well, we've got a clip. We got a couple clips. Let's do, because you guys both had 2 dope queens.
Yeah, let's talk about 2 dope queens, because I think that falls in kind of the same vein that we're talking about, where it's like you got 2 people who are sound like best friends in a studio together having a conversation, and sometimes they're talking about serious stuff, but sometimes they're joking. And this show 2 Dope Queens is from WNYC Studios. It's Phoebe Robinson and Jessica Williams. They host a live comedy show in Brooklyn, and then they also like record in studio. And this clip that we're about to play, they're talking about dad bods.
I'm in a dad bod. It's like, oh, that's a body that's going to take the kids to Chuck E. Cheese. He's going to check the algebra homework. Like, that's what I want. I don't
that's
want,
so
like,
cute.
A super jack guy who's going to be like, oh, I got to go on the treadmill. It's like,
yeah,
hey, but your kids can't read.
Because that dude's like a freak. Yeah, yeah, they can't read. You're boring.
Yeah.
Anybody who, like, is very, very into working out gets more boring slightly.
Right. Yeah.
Except for you, because you're the best.
Oh, thank you.
This is the kind of format that I think podcasting is made for. Because in a lot of ways, it almost doesn't fit standard public radio, which maybe we should be looking at how we're expanding public radio to include these conversations. But also, it's just like a perfect medium for that.
No, yeah, exactly. I feel like you kind of forget you're listening to the radio. You're just like, am I talking to friends? Oh, yeah, they're in the radio.
Any specific conversations from 2 Dope Queens that you guys want to recommend?
All of them straight down the line.
Seriously.
The show is new this year, so it's really not, you don't have to go that far back to start listening. All of them.
Yeah.
That's 2 Dope Queens. We also have a clip from The podcast I mentioned right off the top, it's called More Perfect. It's a is spinoff the right term, Veronica, from Radiolab?
I think spinoff's the right term.
So it's a spinoff from Radiolab. Jad Abumrad is, I think, an EP on it, right? He's exec producing More Perfect. And the story that I mentioned right off the top is a big case in history and a big moment in terms of LGBT rights, anti-sodomy laws. It goes back to September 17, 1998, and we've got a clip here, so we'll let Kat answer that phone. So why don't you set up the clip first here?
Sure. So this episode is called The Imperfect Plaintiff, and this features a conversation between producer Catherine Wells and Joseph Quinn. This particular episode is all about how the Supreme Court selects test cases, but how sometimes those people don't make the most perfect examples for the letter of the law. But anyway, we'll let Kat continue. Well, let's talk about More Perfect, right? Because it's a show about the Supreme Court. And this is something I think Radiolab does so incredibly, which is it takes a topic that I would never want to listen to.
Oh, my gosh.
Someone said, there's a brand new show about the Supreme Court on. No, absolutely not. It sounds like History Channel for my dad.
But it turns out, absolutely yes.
Absolutely, 100%.
Because of the storytelling quality.
And this clip, I think, really shows the narrative structure that Radiolab really like staked its claim on and has carried forth to More Perfect.
All right, this is More Perfect.
The best way to describe being a patrol officer on the street is you have a front row seat to the greatest show on earth.
September 17th, 1998. On the outskirts of Houston, there's a deputy sheriff named Joseph Quinn.
He had been on duty very long at all.
He's driving around, and he hears this call go out on the radio.
Priority call.
Somebody's called in and said there's a man going crazy with a gun in an apartment. He happens to be driving right by the apartment complex.
Pretty familiar with the complex. I knew where the building was.
So he's like, hey, I've got this. I'm right here. I'm going in.
So I parked and I tried to be as tactical as I could, listen and see if I hear any kind of sounds of disturbance. Walked into the breezeway on high alert. Senses heightened, adrenaline's pumping. And out in the middle of the courtyard, there was a gentleman standing out there. And as soon as he saw me, he started yelling, over here, over here. I could tell, you know, he was upset. He was crying. You know. He said, he's up there, he's up there. I said, up where?
And he points up to this apartment on the second floor.
I said, the man with the gun is up there. Is that where you're saying? That apartment right there? He said, yeah.
So a couple other officers arrive and they get information.
We took our time. Control your breathing to get that, you know, the adrenaline rush and the blood pressure down to where you don't get tunnel vision. Went up the stairs, four of us.
When they get up to the top of the stairs,
got to the apartment door, and the door was ajar. It was open. I listened for a second. I gave him the hand sign that I couldn't detect anything in the apartment. So we got ready, and I pushed the door open, all the way open.
And what happens next? Right. Veronica, you left us hanging there.
I know, you're going to have to listen to the show, guys.
I got to tell you, that episode is a great example of how good their storytelling is, because that's a case I'd never heard. It's an issue that I feel like it's so important, but it's on this fascinating case. It's not what you expect, and at times it will make you angry. At times it will just amaze you that it happened. But I won't tell you much more about that other than to say, you're probably not familiar with all of the details of anti-sodomy law and you know, sort of LGBT rights, and what happened in this case was really, really remarkable, and this is the story of it. So that's from More Perfect. I love it. I've loved every episode. Are they coming out
very
with any more
shorts
soon?
I'm not really sure. I know that Jad Abumrad is on hiatus for a little while, but really short season. I think there's like 6 episodes.
Yeah, all of them. Really, really good. Before we jump to the next one, Tom in Pittsford has an important question for us. Go ahead, Tom.
I think you're dealing with the elite who know what podcasts are, because I don't know.
Oh, we can talk about this.
Yeah, and Tom, you know what? I appreciate that. It's a fair point. Yeah. We should have backed up. And so Irene, Veronica, take it away. What are podcasts?
First of all, I just want to apologize because I was so excited to do this show that I totally forgot to explain what podcasts are. So this I'm going to say like how I would define them, mm-hmm. and then you can jump in. I would define podcast as a media file that you can listen to on a like mobile device or a computer. It's purely audio. A lot of it structurally mimics a radio show that you might hear on public radio. Some of them are just conversations between two people. But the thing that they all have in common is that they are digital audio files. And it's basically the way you listen to them.
Okay. Irene?
Yeah, I think that's a great explanation. I basically would describe it as radio for the internet. that's how I describe
radio
it.
Radio on demand.
Yeah, even. Radio on demand.
And Tom, I would add that this talk show, for example, gets quote unquote podcasted every day, which basically just means we record it and then put it on the internet. It's not exactly what I think of as a podcast. Mm-hmm. That's just finding the show online. We also create an original podcast. Megan Mack and I create Weekend Connections, the podcast, which if you're a listener and you're going, wait, what? I hope you're doing that. And I hope you start listening every weekend because it doesn't air on, you know, or over their radio. You can find it if you subscribe to Connections on the podcast feed. You'll get it. Basically, it's 15 to 20 minutes we put together every Friday afternoon. We post it Friday afternoon, and it's sort of our collection of standout moments of the week, 2 to 3 minutes at a time, little chunks, bits here and there, a phone call that was memorable, things like that. And that if you can't listen to Connections every day for both hours, you know, no one's perfect, and we would like you to. But we create that. So that's a new podcast. And so WXXI has done that this year. We've done Finding Tammy Jo, mm-hmm. which is an original podcast mm-hmm. that Veronica and Gary Craig from the Democrat and Chronicle created to much acclaim and deserved acclaim.
Thank you.
But it's kind of a blank canvas. I mean, don't you think, Irene, it's a blank canvas? Podcasting lets you kind of break rules and mm-hmm. create. There are fiction podcasts. There are serialized podcasts. There are weekly podcasts. So it's kind of a blank canvas. So,
you know? Yeah. I think for like every genre of books or TV show, there's a podcast in that category. And there's apps you can use if you have a smartphone. iTunes is probably the most common one. If you search iTunes podcasts, you can find a whole list there. Or search online. Right. Or listen to the rest of our show.
It's just a form of media consumption that's really come to the fore in like 2016. And I think what's specific what all of these shows have in common is that they were made specifically as podcasts. These aren't repurposed to be like a little podcast that, you know, originally aired on broadcast radio, which is what you're listening to right now if you're listening live. But they were made specifically for the podcast medium. And they all have like these little different tricks that they use and these little kind of, I don't know, creative elements about them.
Mm-hmm. So, Tom, thanks for that. And let's just, I guess, keep rolling through our set of podcasts, recommended podcasts. Some of your recommendations are coming in, by the way. I'll try to grab those as we go. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot more to go through. So, Irene, next on your list, I think we're just going straight down the list, The Read?
Yeah, The Read.
Tell us about The Read.
The Read is a very high-energy, in-your-face pop culture podcast featuring their DJ names are Crystal and Kid Fury. Kid Fury is a comedian. Crystal is kind of like a pop culture public person. I think she's mostly on the radio. Their format is they always talk about some pop culture news where they their angle is they basically throw shade, so to speak, which is they make fun of a lot of things in pop culture, but they do it from a lens of this is problematic, and they try to identify things that they think are kind of socially unjust, but they do it in a really, like, you can't really tell that they're talking about social justice kind of way. It's very casual. They always do an advice portion where they have a listener letter and they again, kind of lovingly crush the self-esteem of, like, the writer in a way. So they're kind of like therapists, but they're just very, like, I don't know. I like their approach. And then they always have a segment called The Read, which is the name of the show. So at the end of the show, they'll pick one topic. Usually it's an item of news, and they will each have their own rant. And again, they point out like social injustice. I'm trying to think of a good episode. I think every episode's good, but they always pick an an item to rant about, and they're just very articulate, and in their rants, because they hit on a lot of different perspectives of why something's wrong and what we should do about it. So I don't know. It's hard to give it justice. I feel like you should just listen to it. It's definitely not safe for work.
Oh, that's nice. No, that's
not
helpful.
Not safe for work. Wear headphones if you're on your kids. They're N-word friendly, so they do say that. So be warned, but I think it's a great podcast to listen to.
I think,
especially if you're in an angry mood.
in general, I would say, even with Radiolab sometimes, and Jad and Robert give you some warnings here and there, but, you know, just in general, probably best to wear headphones when you're listening.
At least the first time around.
Just to kind of get get a feel for it, if it's a new podcast to you. Yep. One more quick question for Irene, and we'll get our only break, and we're going to come back and go through a whole other list of podcasts that may be new to you, and I hope you're enjoying this introduction to all this great, you know, great consumable media that's out there. It's too much, by the way. I'm getting drowning.
Well, a lot of people are on vacation this week, and we got a long weekend coming up.
Yeah, so might as well get started. Irene, when it comes to what you gravitate toward, do you gravitate toward a more simple production of conversation, or do you like something that's more produced up?
It really depends on my mood, but I think I probably do gravitate more towards conversational formats, but you know, if I'm in the mood to learn, and if I'm in the mood for something more structured, yeah, I guess it varies.
Okay.
But
Veronica?
I'm going to have to go the complete opposite. I really appreciate a rich narrative in my podcast. And I know that that's harder and it's more labor intensive and time intensive. And I know because
what would you know about that?
Yeah, because you've
done it.
You know everything right. about that.
No, absolutely. Yeah. But that's one of the reasons why I think Gimlet shows are so popular right now is because they've really kind of honed in on a lot of the This American Lifestyle storytelling that people really like to hear.
Yeah, Alex Bloomberg is a protege of Ira Glass. So yeah. And he does a good job.
Fantastic.
A lot more to get through with my colleague Veronica Volk and Irene Canyo, the creator, executive producer, and co-host of No Labels Included on WAO 104.3 FM. We're talking about the year in podcast, what stood out to them, and hopefully giving you some ideas for what you might want to check out. So let's get our only break of the hour and come right back with them next. I'm Evan Dawson. Friday on The Next Connections. Have you ever wondered how history would be different if one tiny little thing pivoted in a different direction? We asked people in historical fields, academics, and more to tell us how history would have been different with one tiny little change. From Rochester history to international history, it's going to be a fun hour of conversation on Friday. Welcome back to Connections. I'm Evan Dawson, and I see the phone ringing. We'll try to get to more of your comments and suggestions. I've got a lot to get to, and Veronica thinks we should do Malcolm Gladwell next. Now,
yes,
he is a pop psychology writer.
I would call Malcolm Gladwell author / philosophizer of our time.
Well, okay, but let me say this about Gladwell. Because he has a new podcast series this year, 10 episodes, called Revisionist History.
What is Revisionist History about?
Well, I thought it was mostly a fantastic series, but I think there's a lot of Gladwell in this series, and here's what I mean by that. Whether it's his books or an article in The New Yorker or Revisionist History podcast, a lot of the time, not all the time, a lot of the time you listen to Gladwell and you go, yes! And then you wait and it digests and you go, wait, no! But that's a good starting point for discussion. But sometimes something he does just lands with me amazingly. He did a podcast episode on something called moral licensing, which I cannot recommend highly enough. It's the first episode of his podcast series. I just can't recommend it highly enough. I don't even see a single hole in it. It's really fascinating stuff. It's great storytelling. So I'm a fan of the series, even though I'm kind of up and down on Gladwell himself. But this is not Revisionist History you're going to play, right?
No. Well, okay, so Revisionist History is a podcast where Malcolm Gladwell goes back and explores some of the, I don't know, I guess maybe things we take for granted about our historical narrative and our identity. He put out recently a really ambitious 3-part series about higher education and some of the barriers to higher education. And this is actually a conversation that he had with Ezra Klein, the founder of Vox Media, who has his own podcast, which was also released in 2016. This is getting so
meta.
Inside.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
But actually, Evan, I wanted to play this clip on your show because I think he talks about one of the challenges of podcasting and using your voice as a primary medium that I think we all struggle with on a day-to-day basis in this industry. And so without further ado, I kind of just want to play that.
And I'm sure you deal with this with The Weeds, although I will say I think The Weeds does a better job of dealing with this problem than almost any other podcast. And that is that when you're talking, it's really hard to speak intelligently about numbers, right? It's astonishingly difficult to make a sophisticated statistical case on the radio or, you know, on a podcast. You can do it. That's the great. I mean, there's all these things you can do with your voice that you can't do in print. But that's one thing you could do in print you can't do with your voice. And I tried to dig into the numbers more in some of these podcasts that I've been doing on education. And I threw up my hands and I was like, I can't. I can make it an emotional argument. I can make a broad kind of thematic argument. I cannot make a statistical argument because it doesn't, you can't use that many numbers in speech and expect to have anyone follow you. I was getting confused myself.
So the reason I wanted to play this specifically for you, Evan, is because you just put out that teacher diversity series, and I know that you were struggling with this.
Absolutely. When you spend a year collecting data, and then you're so down in the weeds of it yourself, and you want everyone to know what you know, you want to put it out there, and you could run the risk of just sort of number bombing things. You can't just throw a statistical barrage at people and have them soak it in. And I would write scripts, and we had these wonderful, I thought, compelling, illustrative, personal stories that carried that series. And ultimately, I thought the numbers were going to carry the series. And what ends up being most memorable? Candace Hudson's story. You know, people and their personal experience, which help illustrate some of that. But, you know, Irene, you were saying that that series sort of really landed with you. And I imagine the numbers were helpful.
We highlighted it on our show.
which thank you for doing that. I imagine some of the numbers land, but those personal stories are what sort of sink in.
Yeah, absolutely. I've never thought about that. I should listen to that episode of the podcast you just showed. But, yeah, you're right. I think it's the stories that carry the podcast program, but the statistics are really important and something that people need to remember. So,
and here is, by the way, an Ezra Klein show. That's one of the podcasts Veronica just mentioned, of which he was talking to Gladwell there. Ezra Klein's show is weekly, I think, and long conversations. My favorite of the year was right after the election, he had Heather McGee back on. And Heather McGee is a president of a think tank, African-American woman who you might know her story because recently both the New Yorker and the New York Times picked it up. She was on C-SPAN this summer when a caller named Gary from North Carolina called in and said, I'm prejudiced. I want to change and help me. And Heather McGee and Gary have struck up a friendship. There's an article in the New Yorker on it right now. It's really a remarkable thing. And so Heather McGee and Ezra Klein on the Ezra Klein show right after the election, could not recommend it more. Really, really great stuff. Okay, so there we go.
We need to get some more clips, I think.
We've got Reply All. You guys both had Reply All on your list, is that right? Mm-hmm. So Irene, give me a sense for Reply All, and then we'll listen to a clip here.
Reply All is investigative journalism. PJ Vogt and Alex, I forget his last name. They're both
Goldman.
So they both had a show on WNYC, and then they were picked up by Gimlet, and they do this investigative journalism show. They also have fun personalities. You can tell they're friends, and their theme, it's called Reply All because it's internet themed. So they always investigate a story related to technology or the internet. And I enjoy their show. It's kind of like fringe news. Sometimes it feels like very odd topics you wouldn't think you'd be interested in, but you get pulled into the narrative structure. As you said, Gimlet does a great job of pulling you in with their stories. So
right.
Yeah.
And it's called A Show About the Internet, but it's a show about people. I mean, we're noticing a common theme here. These shows all have themes and topics or whatever, but essentially it's about that human-to-human experience. Mm-hmm. And this clip that we're going to play is from part of their four-part series, which was a really intense examination of a man who claimed to be in prison for a murder he did not commit.
Yeah.
It was called On the Inside. It was produced by Sruthi Pinnamaneni, and she was interviewing this man, Paul Mandrowski, about a case that sent him to prison. This clip, he's talking about some of the events that led him there. His argument is basically that he got mixed up in the wrong crowd and started cashing bad checks and, you know, petty crimes that eventually escalated.
And how did you feel when you guys were doing this? Like, was it fun?
Was it fun shopping? I hate shopping.
Right. But, you know, you knew the checks were bad, right?
It's just Dean Fawcett being Dean Fawcett, writing bad checks. Okay, he's bouncing checks off his account. What's new?
Dean wanted to celebrate this successful spree they'd been on. So he rented an enormous suite at the Ramada Inn. And this would be the last time they'd all be together.
So do you hear that signposting right there? That is just a beautiful example of the storytelling that they do on the show.
You want to explain the term signposting? Go ahead.
Oh, sure. So signposting is a moment in radio, since you have very limited attention of your audience, that you want to make sure people are paying attention. You basically say a line or a phrase that says, this is important. And Sreeki says that was the last time they would all be together. I mean, your ears perk up at that moment. You're like, wait, why?
Tell me more.
Sometimes it's as direct as...
This is important.
Did you catch that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear what he just said? You're making sure the audience hears that. Irene, this episode for you, is this a good example of what makes it work?
Yeah, of Reply All?
Yeah.
Yeah, the series I highlighted as one of my favorites too, because like as you said, it's a show about people. And in this particular series, they're highlighting this question of kind of, did this man get falsely accused because he... is on the autism spectrum, and that becomes a really compelling part of the story. And in each conversation that Shruti has with
Paul Madrowski.
Paul, yeah, you're kind of questioning it, so you're really, really, really paying attention to that conversation. And it reminds me of Serial, where every time you hear them conversing, you're like, did he do it? Wait, is this just his personality? What's going on? So yeah, it was really good.
You know, you opened the door for one question. Veronica's already smiling. Serial was back with a new season. And it was I'm not going to call it a dud. It didn't have the same buzz as the first.
Right.
Serial, of course, and again, I'm trying to make sure the whole audience stays with us here. Serial, Serial, was a groundbreaking podcast series that ended up with about 100 million downloads or 100 million listens and just blew up. An amazing story, a real murder story. And so the question was, what's the second season going to be about? The first season was about a murder. And the second season ended up being about Bo Bergdahl and the soldier who left his battalion. And the question, you know, became, are they going to alight on new information? It didn't fully work for me. I actually didn't even listen to it all the way through. I listened to a couple episodes and stopped. Irene, you're nodding. What did you do?
I didn't listen to it because I heard that it wasn't as good as the first one. I'm like, not even going to waste my time because the first one, I didn't want to have my heart broken.
Did you like the first season?
Oh, I loved it.
It was incredible.
I was hooked.
So aren't you surprised that you found yourself not that interested in season two?
Yeah, it was a little disappointing, but it must have been hard for the producers to be like, how are we going to follow that up? And that question of... yeah, what are they going to do next? Serial had a spinoff called, Unclassified? They had a spinoff, so look it up, because it continues to follow that story. I think I was more interested in the story itself.
Oh, the Anand Syed story.
Yeah, yeah. It was kind of like, all right, I'm not going to waste my time on that.
Okay.
One of the things that's undeniable about Serial, though, and I haven't listened to any of the new stuff, but...
Any? You listened to like an episode or two, didn't you?
An episode or two of the second season,
okay.
I think.
Yeah.
The show itself opened up this avenue for a bunch of different true crime podcasts that came out. I mean, even that Reply All episode that we were talking about falls into this true crime genre, which really exploded this year.
Yeah.
I mean, I followed it with Finding Tammy Joe. There's Someone Knows Something, Accused, My Favorite Murder, even Crime Town we were talking about earlier, The Gimlet Show. Everybody has their own version of this true crime. And it's just a genre that works so well for the medium because there's a lot of found audio that you can use to really pull the listener into the story. And especially if you're looking back on past crimes, I mean, it's a lot of the information is already laid out. A lot of the documents are available, a lot of that.
Okay, but before we pivot here, Mike Black, our colleague, lets us know, Undisclosed, is that what we were thinking of?
Undisclosed.
There we go.
Yes.
Undisclosed is what we were looking for. It's kind of the
extension
extension of Serial Season 1.
Yeah.
But Veronica, aren't you surprised as well that we're sitting here talking about podcasts for the year and you didn't even finish the Serial? I mean, that's amazing.
Really? I'm kind of prone to like the Serial backlash at this point, so I'm not a very trustworthy source on that.
Serial backlash.
Listen, Sarah Koenig is worlds beyond anything that we will ever do in the studio. However, it's hard not to be a little bit jealous of that. Right? Am I alone?
Yeah, okay. I mean, I don't do true crime work, so I can't.
Sarah Koenig, I think, also fell into the trap that you were accusing Malcolm Gladwell of doing, which is that she became part of the story. But that's a story for another day.
But that's kind of what made it good, I would argue.
Absolutely.
You know, her investment in the story.
Yeah, I mean, by the end of season one of Serial, people wanted to know, well, what does Sarah think? Mm-hmm. Like, does she think he did it or not?
Yeah.
And
that's what Undisclosed kind of goes into.
Yeah, and I think maybe what Veronica's saying is that worked for a season, but it felt heavy-handed, almost to the point of, okay, but it's not all about you.
Yeah.
And to be clear, fair. If Sarah Koenig is ever sitting here, I would never accuse her of making it all about her. It's just, you know, it worked for season one. My guess is it'll be amazing for season three, and hopefully we get a season three in 2017.
You just can't have a conversation about podcasts without talking about Serial.
I know.
Just
true. We tried. We got through 46 minutes.
Almost.
We were so close.
We got through 46 minutes. Next on Irene's list is Last Name Basis. Tell us about Last Name Basis.
Okay, so Francesca Ramsey is the host of the MTV YouTube series Decoded, which has race conversations. She's a comedian. She was a part of the Larry Wilmore late night show before it was canceled. She was a writer for that. And she has her own platform talking specifically about social justice. And this podcast is kind of like her personal project. It's kind of a just for fun. She and her husband are the hosts of the show, and they kind of talk about whatever they want, but they always bring it back to race conversations and social justice. They also talk about fringe news. It's just a really fun, lighthearted show that just happens to be full of information, and she's just very knowledgeable about all the terminology that comes along with race conversations. So I recommend it. I listen to it when I'm cooking, when I'm doing chores, because it's very like lighthearted and fun. So what else can I say about it? I don't really have a specific recommended episode. I think they're all kind of similar format, where they will pick a random topic about news or their lives in New York and Brooklyn, or some kind of race issue, and they'll just go back and forth about it. So highly recommend. It's really fun.
Last Name Basis is what it's called. Let me also ask Irene about another podcast on your list of best podcasts of the year. It's one that I can't wait to get into because I flagged, I just love the idea. It's called Science Versus.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Science Versus is a Gimlet show. I don't remember the name of the host. I'm sorry. But it basically, they every show, they take an issue and they talk about, it's like kind of like Mythbusters format, where they say, is this true or is it not? And then they go into all the research behind why it is. And the episode that's standing out in my mind right now is where they discuss whether or not the G-spot is a real thing. And I think the show is especially good because the host is just really, her personality really shines through on the podcast. And she has an Australian accent, that's fun. But
we will not ruin the ending of that particular episode.
We won't.
I think they've done fracking, haven't they?
I think that was their first episode.
Climate change, things like
that. One of the things that really stands out to me about the host is how radical she fights against her own biases in that show.
Yeah.
She approaches everything with this insane skepticism.
She does a good job.
That definitely helps.
That's great. Okay, yeah. So Science Versus. Yeah. Thumbs up for
right
Science
Versus. Right up your alley, Evan, for sure.
Yeah. It is. You know, I'm excited. But I'm trying to kind of break the mold a little. And this hour, we've been hearing lots of great recommendations from a wide range. Here's another one we have a clip of. The last clip we have is from Modern Love. What's Modern Love?
So Modern Love, some people may know, is a column in the New York Times. But this year, the New York Times partnered with WBUR, to create a podcast out of it, where basically they read essays that were insanely popular on Modern Love. And then they also kind of go over them with the author. Where are they now? Why did you pick this essay? That kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's hosted by Magna Chakrabarty, who listeners might recognize if they listen to Here Now. And we have a clip from one of those essays.
The questions reminded me of the infamous boiling frog experiment, in which the frog doesn't feel the water getting hotter until it's too late. With us, because the level of vulnerability increased gradually, I didn't notice we had entered intimate territory until we were already there.
So that particular episode is actually about a woman who writes about her experience trying to fall in love with somebody using a series of something like 100 questions to spark conversation and spark intimacy between them. But it's a great episode. And the whole show is really well done.
Okay. By the way, I got an email from a listener named Michael who just says he wants to know how to find podcasts and where to find them. And he was saying that on Connections, which we mentioned is technically podcasted, he wanted to find an old episode about becoming vegan. So, Michael, when it comes to Connections podcast, it's wxxinews.org/connections. We put all the shows there. But there's also a well, you can subscribe to podcasts. You guys want to explain briefly how to find all these?
Yeah, Irene? I find all of mine on either SoundCloud or iTunes. So SoundCloud.com hosts a lot of podcasts, and iTunes, Apple iTunes, is, and they have a podcast category, so you can find them there.
Okay.
Right. Your phone will have an app where you can download podcasts, whether it's an iPhone or an Android or some variation thereof. Or you could also just search the show on Google and find it through their website. Yep. A lot of shows host their episodes natively. So if you're, you know, on your work computer or something, not that you should be listening to podcasts at work, but if that's your jam, then you can just do it that way.
All right. Since time is starting to run out, let's kind of move more quickly through Veronica and Irene's remaining podcasts. We'll see through how many we can get through. And you're seeing just how much is out there.
Mm-hmm.
Next on Irene's list, Black Girls Talking.
Yep. Black Girls Talking is another conversational format. It's for women who found each other on Tumblr. They talk about social justice. They're very feminist and female-centric, femme-centric, I should say. So they talk about everything from pop culture to beauty to fashion to they kind of cover like a social justice angle on media. They do a good job. They're really fun, and they all have very different personalities, the four of them. So it's a really fun podcast to listen to, especially if you're doing something mundane. So, yeah.
Okay. On Twitter, Timmy writes to us and says, two great podcasts for critical thinkers are The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe and The Geologic Podcast, which is not about rocks, but it's about logic. Thank you, Timmy. So a couple of recommendations there. Veronica, you've got a long list as well here.
And I want to talk about Embedded.
Oh, that was next up there. Go ahead.
Okay. So NPR finally jumped on the podcast bandwagon. And they put out a show hosted by Kelly McEvers, which is just absolutely fantastic. It's called Embedded. And the tagline of the show is that they take a story from the news and they go deep. They're 20 or plus minute explorations of news stories. The one episode that I would recommend that has stayed with me ever since is Kelly McEvers and her producer explore the Opana and AIDS epidemic in a rural town in Indiana.
Okay, so that's Embedded.
Yes.
All right, next up on Irene's list, The Friend Zone.
The Friend Zone. This is a great show. It is hosted by three people in radio, and they always have the same format where they will pick a hot topic issue, and then they'll go into a letter and give some advice, and then they'll talk about music and then pop culture. And they have a very heavy focus on mental health and wellness, so I think that's really great. Their format, again, is very conversational. I feel like they really are able to reach a younger audience because they're very on top of pop culture for, like, I don't know, the most hip things. I don't know. So okay. I don't know. It's a really fun, and they always open the show with, like, a freestyle rap, and then they bring you right into mental health. She also talks a lot about, like, natural wellness products. So I feel like she's helping to bring mental health to the person of color community. So I really like that a lot.
We're down to our last 90 seconds. There's been a good amount of fiction out there. And what we really learned, even with Limetown, which I thought was not very good at acting, but got a lot of buzz, was that you can do fiction in this format. Veronica, you had listed for fiction Archive 81,
mm-hmm.
Life After,
yes.
Alice Isn't Dead, and Homecoming. What's the best fiction of the year on podcasting?
Homecoming, without a doubt. It's a Gimlet show, of course. You'll actually recognize a lot of the names that you hear on their credits. It's a show about a government experiment gone awry, and it's fantastic.
I think she started the music a minute early, by the way. Look at that time. What time is it right now, Kat? Turn the music down. We've got 50 seconds left.
I was trying to wrap up here.
So Homecoming, though, number one.
Absolutely.
Okay. Are you a fiction listener on podcasting?
I'm not. I should get into it. I've been hearing about Homecoming, and I'm trying to get more into Gimlet shows because they do all seem to hook you. So
it reminds me of the radio dramas of yore. Not that I remember them from my own experience, but
right.
it's so much fun.
All right. Each give me one more. Irene, one more that's on your list. Got to do it in 15 seconds.
15 seconds. Barely Political, which covers, it's over now, but it covered the previous election season. W. Kamau Bell and Hari Kondabolu are both comedians. They both do a really good job of explaining all sorts of political terminology in a really fun way, and they do amazing interviews with a lot of guests that are plugged into the community of politics in the U.S. So.
Okay, Veronica, one more.
The Weeds from Vox, hosted by Ezra Klein, Matthew Iglesias, and Sarah Cliff. It's their policy podcast. They talk for an hour and a half about, like, Obamacare. It's awesome.
Veronica came to me in the newsroom one day and was like, I can't believe I like this.
It's insane.
It's wonky policy discussion among three people. And it's
everything it's about great. Radio that you should hate, and yet you don't.
I mean, I'm looking at the stuff we didn't even get to. My Taught You podcast, Startup, Black Girl Dangerous. I mean, there's so much more. We need to talk about Code Switch.
Put links to a lot of these podcasts in the show when we post it, too.
Great idea. Veronica Volk, I'll see you down the hall. In
like
newsroom.
5 minutes.
Nice to see you.
Thanks.
And Irene Kenya, where are we going to hear you? WAO 104.3 when?
Yes, 4:30 p.m. today, 104.3. No labels included.
No labels included. Great seeing you here. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Kat Schwarz, great job. Mike Black, thank you. I'm Evan Dawson. Happy New Year. Talk to you.